Okay, guys, first off, thank you guys so much for coming. Middle of the day, after a long night activity at the movies. Tired. So, shklach for guys for coming. Really appreciate it. We'll try to focus and not listen to the music. Okay. So, we're going to go back to our usual Rebbe. We've switched off from Rebbe Nelson and Rav Simon. Rav Simon is a Rish Rashiva in YU currently. Rav Nelson is a Rish Yeshiva, but not physically alive, but spiritually alive very much, a student of Rabbi Nachman. I think this is very appropriate for Poshanabat, but really appropriate for every stage in life. But when I saw this Torah, I said, you know what, this is something that's at least I connected to very much, because sometimes when you go to Eretz Yisrael, we get inspired by the Kotel, by Kabbalah Shabbos. You want to be like the best person, and you want to be like the best friend, the best daughter, the best davener. And like, what happens often is that's not what happens. You know, we have such a burning fire. And what happens is that we get so hard on ourselves, and then we just give up. So Rav Nelson actually talks about this. I don't know if I want to call it post-shana'af syndrome, but I always tell my wife, like, it's good to like land the plane. You know what land the plane means? Like, let's see what's real and what's not real. Not saying chas v'shalom anything bad, but sometimes we go to Eretz Yisrael and then we come back to America. We have to figure out, okay, what was sincere, what was genuine, and what was just because everyone else is doing it. And Rav Nelson gives us some steps on how to from this expartial. So page one. We're going to do half hour, 3 o'clock today. So here we go. 26 minutes left. Well, I started 2 minutes left. Okay, 3 or 2. V'ram v'avecha v'shechachta s'shem l'kecha. The pasuk says in Perichas, pasuk Yudalit, you're going to get very haughty about yourself, and you're going to forget Hashem, and then give you the rest of the pasuk. Hamotziyacha me'eret b'tzrayim b'mis avodim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took you out of Egypt, who took you out from the land of Egypt, took you out from slavery. Says Reb Nosson, on the left hand side. What does this mean? V'ram l'vavecha. Afa pishe b'vadei roi shi'yivar adam l'Hashem izbarach ma'on u'od. Even though, of course, it's a very good thing that a Jew should be on fire for Hashem, and he should be inspired and connected and try to change and develop and grow. V'kachu tevoko adam mishar shalom. This is actually every Jew's nature, right? Tevoko means nature. This is a Jew's nature wants to be close to Hashem. You look at the Shiria from a few nights ago, the girls that are barely davening, they're singing Shiru La Hashem. It's like they're like at the Kotel, they're at the Ilam. Because it's their teva. It's their nature. Shekol Echad Miyisrael Boer Ma'od. This is very shy for the Fim fire right here. Boer is Lashon of fire. Every Jew is on fire for Hashem. Blishir V'erech. Every Jew, Alufim, Alufim, Anigim, Anigim, every kid has an Neshama. And that means we have a magnet that wants to be close to Hashem. Says Rabbi Nelson, even though we have all those aspirations, we have all those desires, and it's a natural desire. Afal Pikin, fourth slide down. Srichin Lizar Ma'od Litzamsem Hayislavus Atavera Hazos. It's very important to be careful. Lizar means to be careful. Litzamsem, to limit and to. Litzamsem is to. What do you say? Contract. Thank you. Contract that energy and make sure that it doesn't take over your life. When I was in Shalvim, in Elul, I wasn't a T4 for Shalvim, relax. But I was in Shalvim, there were guys, including myself, that you wanted to stay up the whole night before Slichos because you wanted to know every word. Like, that wasn't healthy. It wasn't. Because what happened was I came at Slichos, I was falling asleep. You have to know what I can take on right now and what I can't take on right now. Am I talking the language of Shana'af? Yeah? But this is not just Shana'af. It's magnified very much in Shana'af, but it's throughout our entire lives. We're not ready for all that war once at one time. And he says, Hashem doesn't want a person to now, you know, I have a hard time davening. I'm going to daven and say to him, I'm going to say the Tehillim, the whole Tehillim every single day. It's a very gvaldic thing. It's a beautiful thing. I don't know how. You can't go from 0 to 100 in one day. It just doesn't happen. It can't happen. And Hashem, he says this, Shezeh Eina Ratoni Yisbarach. And look at the next line. V'rabim nichshul v'naflu gamri al-yadei ribo taber chutz me'amida. It says a lot of people fall. If they can't do everything, they do nothing. Ki v'famim afilu hastavas t'gdusha chutz me'amida hu b'l'chinus rum l'v'kasus. This is how he brings it back to the pasuk. Even when you think that you could do everything, that's also a lashon of, that's also of gaiva. Right? The pasuk says, v'rabim l'v'vecha, you're going to get haughty. I have sheets over here. You're going to get haughty, and you're going to forget Hashem. So he says, even when it comes to holy matters, even when it comes to ruchnis, even when it comes to davening, even when it comes to learning, don't think that you can't become an arrogant person with that. And you think that at the end of the day, it's all or nothing. A person could literally fall off the cliff. I met an artist. You guys remember the Tzfat? It's about a lot of artists, right? I love T4. My mother's sister lives in Tzfat. Anyone else's mother's sister lives in Tzfat? Shkoyach. So she works in the candle factory. So I remember I was going there. I don't know why I was there. You don't need a reason to go to Tzfat. And I was talking to one of these owners of the art shops there, and he was telling me about his entire life. Grew up not religious, and then he became very Haredi, very frum. And then, as it goes, sometimes his dad became completely, couldn't handle too much. And now he said he's starting to get, trying to get back into things. And I said, what do you think happened? He said very simply, he took upon things too much too soon. That doesn't mean Shabbos, that doesn't mean kosher, that doesn't mean like the big halachic things. No. That's, of course. This is talking about Avodas Hashem. If I had to mention something that I struggled with in my Shana Alf, Shmon Esrei. Shmon Esrei doesn't need to be 28 minutes long, and then I'm looking at my right and looking at my left, putting my head in my sitter. It's all beautiful things. But if it's not real and it's not genuine, you're going to come back to Stern, you're going to come back to YU, and you're going to come back to Rutgers. Wherever you go, at the end of the day, it's not going to last. I have friends in Yeshiva, they were davening, they were learning for the wrong reasons, and it didn't last because they did it for the wrong reasons. And yes, of course, I know the Gemara, it's Shalol Lishma, Bal Lishma, and that's true. But Reb Nosson says, if you take upon things too fast, too soon, it's all going to crumble. His main message is take a little bit at a time. But he says it's our nature. It's a Jew's nature. Right? But go back to the first, second line. Kachu teva ko adam b'sharshu. It's our nature. It's our neshama is to be able to want to get everything. We want to do everything at once. We want to be able to daven ma'ariv every night. But it's not the end of the world. If you don't, I'm not talking to the guys. I'm talking really. It's not the end of the world. You don't daven ma'ariv every single night. It's just, you know, first of all, you're not chayv, and second of all, you do your best. I'm not saying not to look to grow, but it's got to be in steps. Rav Simon, we're going to quote Rav Simon today in Rav Nosson Shir, if that's a lot. Rav Simon always quotes from the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, who is the first student of the Baal Shem Tov. So he says that I believe on why the Mizbeach, why was there a ramp? There wasn't steps there. Why was there a ramp by the Mizbeach? Says early on, I think in Sefer Shmos. So he says, what is a ramp? Because a ramp, you have to go up slowly. If you go up too fast, you're going to go down. Slowly, one step at a time. Rav Simon loves quoting Rav Avadya Yosef. He says that Simon has a very good memory. So he said Rav Avadya Yosef came to YU in 1990. Rav Avadya Yosef, that's how Chief Rabbi of Sardi, Chief Rabbi of Eretz Yisrael for a long time. Also a very good memory. So when he came to YU, he quoted a pasuk in Halil. If I could find the pasuk here. Thank you. Here we go. The pasuk that demonstrates this exact message about doing things too fast, too soon, then you lose it all. Here, where is it? In the Amarti v'chavzi, kol ha'adam kozev. The last pasuk right before Ma'ashiv. Ma'ashiv, you know that one? Yeah. Ani Amarti v'chavzi. V'chavzi means fast. I want to do things quick. I want to grow quick. I want to... this isn't a thing, but my wife and my sister... sneeze. Black tights. The whole thing. Shmon Esrei, a million for an hour. Kol ha'adam kozev. Then everything's going to be distraught. You're going to lose it all. You can't take on anything too fast, too soon. Not saying that a person shouldn't be trying to grow. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying not to take upon things too fast, too soon, because then what happens is that a person could get down on themselves, because it's not nature to go from 100 to Z, from 0 to 100. Take a running back. The running back is someone who plays in football. Just kidding. I know the girls know. Every girl, my students always get upset that they have to teach them about football. You can't go from the 10-yard line to the 20-yard line without going 10, 11, 12. like Rabbi Yudit said on at Kinos, everything's got to be in baby steps. Everything's, and he says this is a very big minya. If you go to page 2, this is a very big thing. Unfortunately, that people that don't they feel like they have to finish the sefer, they have to finish the Gemara, they finish everything. But it's not the avodah. The avodah is to do a little bit a day, and that in itself brings a person to be able to be strong. And he says, I just quoted you. You guys can see this over. Or it's really, he really gives different examples about Gemara and fasting. He's really, really, really not into. But he says at the end of the day, ki ein shem yesh ba'olam klal, on the left hand side. At the end of the day, don't think that a person can never return to Hashem. A person could always. There's no yesh by Hashem, like the Kotzker Rebbe says. There's a machlokas above a metzia between Rava and Abaye. Rava about you lose a lost object. Yesh lo midas, right? So the Kotzker Rebbe said. Yeish, giving up is shlomi das. It's not in our vocabulary. It's not in our knowledge. It's not yeish. It's not who we are. When we pass like Rabbi, that's one of the six things. It's not who we are. So at the end of the day, Reb Nassim, if I just had to do a little Rav Gav for the last 30 seconds. Pasuk says, you're going to get arrogant. You're going to get gaivedik about yourself. You went to Eretz Yisrael for a year or two, and now you think you are your Mashiach. I'm not saying you're not. It's kvaldik. You should feel good. And you feel good in anything we worked on. But don't think you have to do everything too fast, too soon. Because it's our nature, says Rav Nassim. It's our nature to want to get everything at one shot. That's not healthy, and it's not going to last. That doesn't last. Anything in marriage, when you guys start dating, you'll see. Everything's got to be in steps. You don't decide to get married after one date. It's the same thing with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Everything's got to be in steps. And that's the thing that actually usually lasts. And we're going to actually see. I saw a beautiful Torah from Rav Kook in English. Give you a third sefer recommendation. The first one was, no, anyone remember? An Angel Among Men. Anyone get it yet? Okay. No pressure. Second one was Ish Kodesh, yeah? And third one is going to be this sefer. This is from Amazon. So no excuses here. You go to Amazon, you get Amazon Prime, you can have this by Sunday or Monday. It's called Gold from the Land of Israel. There's silver from the Land of Israel. Now I even saw there's bronze. All Torahs from Rav Kook in English. And he tells you on the bottom where from Rav Kook's. His name is Rabbi Chanan Morrison. To think my good friend Rabbi Yosef Kassura told me about it. So literally Rav Kook is very, very hard to, at least for me, it's very hard to read in Hebrew. So this Rabbi Morrison, he's very well versed in Rav Kook. So he'll take an idea from Rav Kook and put it to the Parsha. Rav Kook doesn't, not to my knowledge, I don't think he has a sefer on the Parsha, but he'll take different Torahs from Rav Kook in his form and then he'll put it to the Parsha in English. So it's beautiful. Actually, I was scared that I was going to forget my vaccine card, so I put it in the gold. But then I couldn't find it. It was a whole thing. But Baruch Hashem, I knew at least where it was, or where it once was. It was once in the gold. It's called Gold from the Land of Israel by Rabbi Chanan Morrison. You should look it up. It'll probably be around $20-$25, but well worth it. So he says that there are two paths to purity. Parshas Matos. We're just going to read it in English, just because I don't really. I remember the Torah, but I want to make sure I don't get it wrong. And you can look at my notes. You can look at all my underlines. I'm not one of those people that have like those underline, those from underline cards. You guys know what I'm talking about. The girls have that too. The guys are asking me, "Where's your underline cards?" I don't do underline cards. If I feel like something's necessary, I'm going to circle. You can look at my underlines, my arrows. I have to mark it up. You want to do underlines? Oh, have OCD? Beautiful. Ever to each their own. Excellent. So the Chavetz, Rav Kook has a Torah in Ein Ayah. Ein Ayah was his parish on Mesechus Brachos and Mesechus Shabbos. The first one are in Brachos, the last two are in Shabbos. So he says, after the victory over the Midianites, Elazar the Kohen Gadol explained to the soldiers how to kosher and purify the metal vessels. So basically there are two ways on how to purify them. The Pesachim say in the end of Perek Laman Aleph and Sefer Bamidbar. You're going to skip the puzzle. The Midianite vessels had become defiled in battle. They became impure through contact with death. They needed to be purified by sprinkling over them waters mixed with the ashes of the paraduma, the red heifer. And this is the standard process of purification, a process that may take a week to complete. So the standard process, we're going to get a little halakhic here, is by pouring water over this certain vessel, a certain kli, and then you'll be okay. There's a second one. The second way is called instant purity. What's instant purity? There exists a second way to purify kelim, more drastic but immediate. One simply makes the utensil unusable by boring a large hole in it. Now you start to see my underlines here. Then it is no longer considered a vessel when you break it. when the puncture, when you put a hole, page 4, when the puncture is mended, it's as if it's a new kli and has been formed without any residual impurity. And Rav Kook now connects it to Gemara and Shabbos. I don't want to go there right over here. But go to the second to last paragraph. There are two ways to purify oneself from one's past errors, follies, 1050 MSATs, but I think follies means errors. Follies. Yeah, follies, errors. Good. The more drastic method is to totally destroy those areas into which evil has rooted itself and then rebuild from the raw materials left over. This was the method used in the time of Noah when Hashem purged an utterly corrupt world with the devastating waters of the flood. Meaning, if a Jew has a certain bad midah, this is actually a Rambam. The Rambam says that a person has a lot of kas. So the Rambam is usually very balanced. He says that very important, the Rambam used the words shvil hazav, to be live a balanced life. But when if a certain person has a lot of certain bad midah, kas, jealousy, whatever, everyone knows their own struggle, Rambam says you have to go to the other side of the spectrum just to get back to the middle. Just to get back to the middle. So says Rav Kook, yeah, there are times in life where a person's got to go strong. You know what? If I'm in seminary and there's this boy who's holding me back because he wants to go out, I'm just talking the lingo that I'm holding with my when I was Shanav. Yeah, maybe that's time for me not to talk to the guy. I'm in Eretz Yisrael for myself, and if I'm going to be in Eretz Yisrael, I'm not talking to anyone in particular. This is just like a general. I guarantee this happened, and it will happen. I don't know how long I should talk to her. Once a month, once a week, it's a whole thing. My wife had a whole thing. I went to Eretz Yisrael with a friend. Didn't last too long, but my wife went to Eretz Yisrael with for a few months, and then she won't say, but I'll say like it takes a lot of time and energy out of a person. You go to Eretz Yisrael for yourself. Everything's going to be okay. I don't want to talk about everyone in general. Everyone's a specific case, and I'll leave it like that. There are times in life, the times where Noach, that you had to break the cleat, you had to puncture the hole, and you had to make sure that you had to go back to the Rambam, like the Rambam says, even to get back to the middle point, you had to go extreme. But that's not the general. That's not the general advice of Hashem. Like Rav Nosson, you see how it's the same. The tzaddikim Ramam is giving the same thing. When it comes to avodas Hashem, extreme things, doing things, going from 0 to 100, it's not the way. An individual may similarly choose to eliminate deeply rooted personality defects by afflicting body and soul, to fast every day. I have a problem with eating, I like to eat, so I'm going to fast. That's not the way. The breakdown of his powers, the evil is also destroyed. Then he could rebuild himself in a moral just fashion. However, says Rav Kook, page 5, given the rampant level of violence and immorality that have become so entrenched among the human race, the world certainly deserves to have been destroyed. Yet Hashem, in his kindness, established another method of purification. The preferred path, says Rav Kook, is to gradually, so I circled it now, and I underline. So now you know I'm very excited. Circle and underline. Who? The preferred, everyone's tired. They don't get my jokes today. Okay. The preferred path is to gradually rectify moral defects over time, so that even those unbridled forces may be utilized for good. Only in extreme cases is it necessary to purify through destruction, to bore a hole, to stop talking to someone that is holding me back in my avodas Hashem. To delete an app. I cannot tell you what TikTok has done to, I don't know, nothing against anyone here. Just my wife. Just TikTok. It can literally take a person over. I met a guy yesterday. He says, I'm addicted to subscribing on YouTube. Again, I have my own, everyone has their own things. But if it's taking over your life, that's a time not to be gradual. That's a time to like, no, I'm not, there's nothing gradual about this. When another camp, not going to say what the camp was, but another camp decided after Morasha a few years ago that no more phones or no more screens, so they decided to do things like a little gradually. Let's give the kids an hour in the morning or an hour afternoon, an hour after night, whatever it was. It didn't work. Because at the end of the day, what happened after an hour, I'm sure you guys saw on Tisha B'Av, it's very hard to get back their phone back, you know, at 4:15 or whatever it is. There's certain things, there's certain times where you have to go cold turkey. When it's taking over your life. That's not the regular way. Says Rav Kook, the rabbinical decree not to purify utensils by breaking them now takes on a deeper significance. We should not become accustomed to this drastic form of purification, which weakens constructive energies as it purges impurities. Meaning, at the end of the day, when you destroy, you're also weakening yourself. It's not healthy. It is better to use the slower method of using the paraduma ashes, sprinkling, thereby allowing the kli to become pure while retaining all of its original strength. That you're not, for example, a few years ago they had this asifa, internet, it's so terrible, internet this, internet that. But all these chassidim, they all know how to get on the internet, whether they had or not. Rav Weinberger was very, very strong about this. Telling a guy that the internet in 2021 is going to be past nisht, it's not good. That's going to get him around his code and teach him and develop and talk to him about what a phone does and the dangers and the. But to tell him to go, it's just not the way. When you tell a person to do everything all at one shot, could be maybe for some people they needed to hear that, but the healthy way, the way that Rav Cook says, there's two ways, right? There's just a little Rav God right here. There are two ways to purify a kli that was gotten impure. One is to sprinkle them with water from their with paraduma. And one is to bore a hole. The bore the hole is the drastic. That's like the cutting off. That's like going from 0 to 100. And there's certain cases where we need that, like the Rambam says, to get back to the midpoint. But then there's certain times. Oh, I got 6 minutes left. And then there's certain times. Most of the time, that if we want things to last, it's got to be done things in steps. One step at a time. I'm not learning the whole Gemara in one shot. I'm not learning the whole Sefer in one shot. And I'm telling you, those are the things that last. The things that are sincere, things that are genuine, are the things that I do consistently, one day at a time, not too much, not too little. I'm not saying, okay, I learn one page and I'm done. Everybody knows what they can do. That means if you can do five prakim a day, great. But if it's taking over your life, and you realize that, like first example, when I was in high school, I tried to do Shnai Mikra. I couldn't do it. So I just gave it up. I wasn't ready to take Shnai Mikra on yet. So I just gave up the whole thing. That's exactly what Nelson said not to do. So I couldn't do 7 aliyahs, so I just gave up and did 0. You can't do 7, at least do 1. Do 2. Do something. I don't know if this ever happens to you. When I'm davening Shmon Esrei, you get to Modim, you're like, how did I get to Modim? When did I start? Thinking about night activity, thinking about days off. So there's two ways to view that. I have modim now to the end of the kind of sore, or I could just run through it. It's such a yitzhar. Just like, okay, I lost it all. I'm just going to give it in. The avoda there of Nassim or of Cook are teaching us is basically, no, you have modim, you have al-kulam, you have sim shalom, or shalom rav, and kind of, you still have so much left of Shimon Esrei. One step at a time, one thing at a time. And those are the things that last. I think this is like so crucial. I was a seminary teacher or a yeshiva teacher or whatever, post shanaf or pre shanaf. Like this is like the message of like to start everything. Not that I know anything about Eretz Yisrael, but I just know for myself. When you take upon yourself too much too soon, it just goes down and it can't last. And this is something that I saw in last week's parsha. Also, and we'll end with this from the Chavetz Chaim. So if you're not breslev and you don't like Rav Cook, I'm not sure why you're not breslev or you like Rav Cook. So the Chavetz Chaim, hopefully, I think is pretty mainstream. Even though I think Rav Nassan and Rav Cook is also mainstream. Everyone saw the footage of Rav Cook this week? The video footage? No? You Chaver saw it. It's brand new video footage of Rav Cook. You can check it up online after. Pretty special to see Rav Cook in a video. I don't think we've ever had Rav Cook in a video, no? Wild. Okay, so the Chavetz Chaim has the same idea here. And the Pasuk, Ayu Adre Ma'ila, page 6. Asher Anochi Mitzavcha Hayom Al Levavecha. Right, we say this in Shema, that the word should be on your heart, the words that I place for you on your heart every single day. Okay, we have to quote the Kutzker here now. Before we get to the Chavetz Chaim, Al Levavecha, you shouldn't say on your heart, say in your heart. This has nothing to do with today's message. So if you just want to get to have a nice Dvar Torah, my wife told me this when we were dating, very firm. So that was a joke. No? Okay. Excellent. So, the Kotzker says, and this is one of our favorite Divrei Torah, sometimes in life our hearts aren't closed. I'm tired. I'm in a bad mood. I'm just not feeling it. So why does it say, Alevavcha? You ask Hashem to place the words of the Torah, place my davening and my learning on my heart, because when my heart opens up and I get out of that place of darkness or confusion or tired or being upset, then it could trickle down. So why does it say in your heart? Because sometimes our heart's not open. Sometimes we're not into being a counselor, we're not into davening, we're not into this, into that. So the Pasuk, the Kotzker Rebbe says, we ask Hashem to place it on our heart, so when our hearts do open up, that message, and that Torah, or that tefillah, that inspiration, will be able to trickle down. Good. Parenthetical note, over. back inside the Chafetz Chaim. Says the Chafetz Chaim, V'shem Gon Echad, She'odim Tzorich L'shar B'Nafsho Shalosh Dvarim. A person has to realize three things in his soul. She'en Lo Ela Yom Echad L'chios, he has one day. Kam She'en Lo Ela Perek Mishnayos Echad, Odaf Gemar Echad. You only have one Perek of Mishnayos, you only have one page of Gemara to learn, you only have one page of a Sefer to go at. Mashu Ozik Bo Ata. That which you're doing right in front of you. Don't think you have to do everything at once. Go to a few lines down. The first round lines of the Machar. Gam Masha Yashu She'en Lo Ela Ma'at Lamod. Mimelo Shuv Lo Yisatza Bazet. So what's going to happen? You're going to try to do too much, you're going to get lazy. But if you realize you just have a little bit to do, you're not going to get lazy. No, I just have to do 5 minutes of learning. 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there. La'afuki me'a yitzar shemarchiv adavar belibo. Omerlo, the yitzar is going to tell you. Kama tia muchach o lama meshach zman rav achatigmar asedo masechas. I did say, humerape yodo. The yitzar is going to get in your head, look how much you left to do. He's going to weaken you, and then you're going to give up everything. And this is what the Chavetz Chaim says. How do you get there? Says the Chavetz Chaim. How do you get to love Hashem? These words, ha'ila. He underlines, I should underline the word ha'ila. Right now we're learning the Chavetz Chaim. Before we learn the Rav Nasan, and before then we learn Rav Kook, now the Chavetz Chaim. Whatever you're doing right then there, that I command you to do. All I have to do is today. I'm not worrying about tomorrow. I'm not worrying about what's yesterday. Today, one step at a time. That should be on my heart. That these things should be on a person's heart. That at the end of the day, to do one thing at a time. To realize whatever's in front of you. I don't know what's going to be with Shabbos. I don't know what's going to be with my davening on Shabbos Mincha. Which is the hard? I don't know about you guys. The hardest mincha of the week is Shabbos mincha. The girls, the guys, it's like they have a whole thing. It's like a whole. I'm worrying about right now. GBMP 2:59. I have a minute and a half left. Everything else, I obviously have to plan. I have to plan. But says Chavetz Chaim, one thing at a time. This is actually a Torah that Rabbi Nachum Nazarian told us. Also, end up with this. We actually, I forgot which where in the Likutei Maran he says this. But I actually realized this year, it's actually how we start Shabbos with. If you look in L'chun Aranana, the Pasuk says in L'chun Aranana, Yehuda exclamation point, anyone know? The Pasuk says, Hashem help me please. The Pasuk says, hello. Hayom imekol tishma. Yeah, I got it right here. The pasuk says, "Ki hu elokein v'anachnu amrei sabetzoni ado." We are His sheep, and He is our shepherd. Hayom imekol tishma. Today, if you will listen to Hashem, Hayom. Rabbi Nachman always. This is the famous Rabbi Nachman. He says, "Hayom." What's the word Hayom teaching us? Because all a Jew has is Hayom. All Jews has is today. Maybe we could say that's how we start Shabbos with. Shabbos, you have such a big aspiration to get. So connected to Shabbos, Hashem says, Hayom, Hayom. One step at a time, Shabbos is going to come, Shabbos lunch is going to come, but right now focus on L'chun Aranana. You're going to get to Shiur L'Hashem, and then you're going to build yourself up to L'chadori. One thing at a time. Because if you get past Hayom, you start worrying about this, start worrying about that, and you start taking upon things too fast, too soon, then the Jew is just going to be like that artist. The artist told me, he was mamish almost in tears when he told me that in Tzvat. He said, I took upon two things too fast, too soon. Going from not religious to Haredi in less than a year, just his neshama wasn't ready to take upon all that Kedusha. And it's our nature to want to do everything. But we have to do things one step at a time. And just the way we do things one step at a time, it's the same thing with the campers. You know, I'm going to end up with this. Why is it? I was, the chevra here, that you know, they get inspired by Morty Shabbos. But, you know, I put on an Eitan Katz song in my class, like the kids like, he's nice, but he's not Morty Schaap. Joey Nuka, man, happens to be in the middle. Like, the kids love him. But like, there's certain songs, Joey, coming next week. There's certain things that Joey, that the Chevra will get into, and then certain. So I always say, like, a Jew has to, their neshama is not, it's not that Chas V'Shalom is not developed, but they're growing. Just like they're physically growing, we're all spiritually growing. So maybe, I'm not saying anything higher, but higher level of Eitan or Morty, I'm not saying that. They're both doing Avodas Hashem, it's Kavaldik. But to reach a certain place of a level of Kedusha, to reach a place of where a song, a niggun is coming down, a Jew can't just go from 0 to 100. You have to build up one step at a time. And that was the message that I thought would be shach for today. Please God, as Hashem, you shall be inspired, but also you shall take that inspiration one step at a time, 1 minute at a time, and please God, grow from there, Be'ez Hashem.